Passage 5. You now have time to read the questions. Here is passage 5 for the first time.
Hi Jane, what's with all these flowers and presents?
Oh, it's my birthday. My colleagues organised a little party for me at lunchtime.
Oh, many happy returns.
Thanks, Mike.
So, doing anything exciting to celebrate?
No, I'm not, unfortunately. We were supposed to be going to a concert at the O2 Arena in London, but it's been cancelled at the request of the company insuring the event.
Apparently it's happening quite a lot these days. The same thing happened to me a couple of weeks ago for a classical music concert at the Royal Albert Hall. Seems that Michael Jackson's sudden death reminded concert organisers, and more particularly the insurers of such events, that stars are only human like the rest of us. Since then, a whole load of artists scheduled to give major concerts have been whisked off to hospital for extensive checkups, and a number of events have been cancelled. Insurers just don't want to take risks anymore.
Why is that then? Did the insurance of the Jackson concerts lose a lot of money?
Yes, they did. The concert promoter AEG had taken out a $17.5 million insurance policy with Lloyd's of London in case MJ's 50 London concerts fell through. And although the policy didn't cover death from natural causes, it did, as it turns out, cover death caused by an overdose of propofol.
So the concert promoter must have received a hefty insurance payout then.
Yeah. And on top of that, a lot of the concert ticket buyers decided to keep tickets as memorabilia in lieu of a full refund. According to AEG, the tickets were designed by Jackson himself, so they're set to become collector's items.
Yes, and of course there's the extra revenue AEG will rake in from the concert rehearsal footage, which they sold to Sony. That's likely to be enormous too. So that's absolutely no reason to feel sorry for them.
Exactly. But as for the insurers, it's a completely different matter. So that's why they're being so cautious now. Still, must go. My meeting starts in 5 minutes. Hey, I hope you enjoy your evening anyway.
Thanks, Mike.
Here is passage 5 for the second time.
Hi, Jane. What's with all these flowers and presents?
Oh, it's my birthday. My colleagues organised a little party for me at lunchtime.
Oh, many happy returns.
Thanks, Mike.
So, doing anything exciting to celebrate?
No, I'm not, unfortunately. We were supposed to be going to a concert at the O2 Arena in London, but it's been cancelled at the request of the company insuring the event.
Apparently it's happening quite a lot these days. The same thing happened to me a couple of weeks ago for a classical music concert at the Royal Albert Hall. Seems that Michael Jackson's sudden death reminded concert organisers, and more particularly the insurers of such events, that stars are only human like the rest of us. Since then, a whole load of artists scheduled to give major concerts have been whisked off to hospital for extensive checkups, and a number of events have been cancelled. Insurers just don't want to take risks anymore.
Why is that then? Did the insurance of the Jackson concerts lose a lot of money?
Yes, they did. The concert promoter AEG had taken out a $17.5 million insurance policy with Lloyd's of London in case MJ's 50 London concerts fell through. And although the policy didn't cover death from natural causes, it did, as it turns out, cover death caused by an overdose of propofol.
So the concert promoter must have received a hefty insurance payout then.
Yeah. And on top of that, a lot of the concert ticket buyers decided to keep tickets as memorabilia in lieu of a full refund. According to AEG, the tickets were designed by Jackson himself, so they're set to become collector's items.
Yes, and of course there's the extra revenue AEG will rake in from the concert rehearsal footage, which they sold to Sony. That's likely to be enormous, too. So that's absolutely no reason to feel sorry for them.
Exactly. But as for the insurers, it's a completely different matter. So that's why they're being so cautious now. Still, must go. My meeting starts in 5 minutes. Hey, I hope you enjoy your evening anyway.
Thanks, Mike.